Artificial intelligence, AI, powered scams are a rapidly growing problem, with a 456% surge in AI-generated scams reported in the last year alone. Scammers are using techniques like voice cloning and deepfake technology for extortion and more convincing phishing lures, leading to a significant financial loss at an estimated $16.6 billion in fraud losses in 2024. These scams are becoming more sophisticated, and with the continued proliferation of AI tools, they're expected to become even more prevalent. Hi, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, my guest is Maria Alvarez, and she is the executive director of the New York Statewide Senior Action Council, a nonprofit organization serving the needs and well-being of over 3.6 million seniors in New York State. And Maria is here today to talk about the use of AI to scam seniors, healthcare, and Medicare. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you for having me, Sonia.
As I mentioned earlier, AI has increasingly become a tool used by scammers for financial fraud. How is it being used to scam our seniors when it comes to healthcare?
Well, artificial intelligence is basically technology that allows computers to mimic human thinking. It learns from data and creating texts, images, or voices that seem real. So artificial intelligence has applications in both the prevention and perpetration of healthcare fraud. Some of the things that happen, for example, prescription fraud. AI deepfakes can create fake doctor signatures, videos, or voice messages authorizing prescriptions. Your pharmacy might have prescriptions that were fraudulently ordered for you without your doctor's knowledge, but if the scammer has your Medicare information, then they're able to charge those prescriptions fraudulently. It might be somebody with a pharmaceutical license that has the ability to do this. So they're not really prescribing any prescriptions, but they will charge Medicare for them. And then there's other areas. Scammers can use AI voice cloning to sound like real Medicare representatives and ask for your Medicare number. And like in anything, I will tell you that Medicare, Social Security, and the IRS, those offices never call people. They will never call you, much less to ask you for information that they already have, right? A Medicare representative would already have your Medicare number, so there's no reason for them to ask you for it. What I would tell you in that case is as soon as somebody calls and says that they're calling from Medicare or Social Security or the IRS, hang up the phone because it's not who they say they are. There are other instances such as durable medical equipment scams where AI can generate realistic but fake medical documents, lab reports, and even imaging results, your x-rays or MRIs, to support false claims. And this is all based on the fact that they may have your Medicare number. So we need to guard our card, basically. And then there are telehealth scams. You know that telehealth is becoming more prevalent. After COVID, it became an accepted form of treatment. So fraudsters create fake telehealth websites with doctors' photos and chat features to steal personal information. And in that case, I would tell you that if you're going to undergo a telehealth appointment, you need to confirm that with your own personal doctor, the doctor that you know, to see if they have scheduled an appointment for you. Because the worst thing would be to get on a telehealth call with somebody who you think is legitimate, and then all of a sudden you're divulging all sorts of personal information to a scam artist who will use it for very, very bad purposes.
Wow. So, Maria, what I gather from what you said is the best thing is to always check back with the pharmacies, check back with your doctor's office. If you are randomly getting a call for a prescription or for an appointment, always check back. Even if the number looks familiar, it seems like you have to call and check.
Correct. If somebody calls me from a doctor's office, let's say, from my doctor's office, I will hang up the phone and I will say, thank you, I'll call you right back. Then I will find the number that I know is of that doctor and I will initiate the call. If I am initiating the call with a number that I know and not the one that the person just gave me, the number that I know to that doctor's office, then I'm in control of the call. I will know for sure that I am reaching the office that I need to reach and that it's a legitimate person that I'm speaking with. Again, if a pharmacy calls you and says, your prescription drug is filled, come get them, but I need to just confirm your Medicare number so that I could process it, you know what you do is you hang up and you confirm with your doctor. It's always good to confirm with your doctor that that prescription was ordered by your doctor. So you might call the doctor up again to their office and say, was this medication prescribed for me at this pharmacy? The same goes with the telehealth scams. If somebody is saying, click on this link, and that's the other thing, don't click on any links or text messages or emails or anything like that, or go to websites where you're clicking anything. A lot of those are fraudulent. What they want is to get information from your phone and from your computer so that they could start putting together a profile on you that then they will use to defraud the system. I'm not saying this to scare anybody. This is a moment where we can become empowered over our health care.
So what steps, Maria, should someone take if they believe that they've been scammed?
So if you believe that you've been a victim of health care fraud, you could call the Center for Medicare Medicaid Services at 1-800-MEDICARE. And you can inform them that you feel that you've been victimized and tell them that your card has been compromised. They should be able to issue you a new card. But it's also good to check your Medicare statement notices or explanation of benefits that shows all of the record of all of the things that have been charged to your account for the past, I would say, 3 months. Or if you go online, mymedicare.gov account, then you'll be able to see instantly what's being charged to your account. And if there are medications, if there are doctor's visits, if there are any type of procedures that you do not recognize, then call the doctor's office and confirm, because it might be a mistake. It might be an honest mistake that they put it on your record, but then you need to rectify that because it's on your medical record. But also call your plan and let them know. But if you want to just deal with one entity that could help, you could call our helpline. We are the federal partner for reporting Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse to the federal government. Our counselors will help you with all of your issues, and we can help rectify any situation. And our number is 1-800-333-4374.
Well, again, my guest is Maria Alvarez of the New York Statewide Senior Action Council. Thank you, Maria, for helping us to just stay one step ahead of fraudulent scammers, particularly towards our seniors. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackay's Road. That's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.